This call is being recorded.
Wonderful discussion this group had today, was it not?
Yes.
Land above beyond knowing. I would tell you that this is part. It is a new edge of that technology which is coming to you. This type of technology has its presence throughout the world. Types of technologies are coming to you and are coming to you faster and faster now. This group found many amazing things that could be done this day when you go home. Technologies that you are seeing are old technologies. Technologies that you are hearing that sound so exciting and so advanced are ones that we've enjoyed for very long times. We want to say that this one who has brought this to you today is an emissary. He's showing his gifts, although he does not exactly know what they are. But that too will change as the near times come. Just here to say, we are happy for you, for this is yet another of those things has been promised to you, and which you now have. Thank you. One who serves, this is your time.
Om Mani Padme Om Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
You have a saying, do you not? There are no accidents.
Right.
And certainly that is the case here in this time, in this moment, in that you have a new friend that has come on the scene here. And this one brings a technology that is ancient, as Adama has said. It is certainly from the Lemurian times and Atlantean times. It has a frequency that it carries that is beyond your most of your understanding at this time. But it is the new technology. It is the new understandings that are coming. It is the ones that will replace the various frequencies that you have now available to you. We have been saying this to you, that your devices that you have now in your three-dimensional understanding and realm will no longer work. And these types of devices will replace them. But this device particularly is also one that is in the process of making a transition here. It is transitioning the energies, the negative energies, or what you might consider negative energies, that you have now in your various devices. And it is going to move those energies, those frequencies, into higher frequencies to allow you to be able to subsist more easily with those devices that you have now. But it is a transition, as we say. It is the next step. It is an evolution. Just as your bodies are evolving, you are moving through an evolution. You are moving through what has been called and is being called a quantum leap in evolution. And you are going to continue to have this leap here. And these particular devices that are coming out now, there will be many more of these. As it becomes more readily easy for those to come out with these devices, whereas before they could not. They would not have been allowed, or they would have been held back in some way, or in worst case scenarios, one would be even killed for their devices, so they would not be brought out. But that is all changing now. You are moving into a new process, a new time here, where these devices are going to be released more and more and more. This is just the beginning here. There are so many more that are coming. There is so much more that has not been even begun to be released yet, but it is coming. You have heard of the replicators. You have heard of many various devices. much of this comes from the Tesla technology that has been in the past, and it is being brought out now. It has been used by the secret government or the secret societies and those of that nature, and they have been using these technologies for some time. They did not want you to have them, because if you have them, just as this particular device can be used to cure diseases and to even protect one from having the diseases, if they were to stay in this vibration that is necessary to ward off of these type of things. Because you see, in these higher vibrations, you cannot have diseases. We have been saying this and saying this. You yourselves, your bodies are moving into a new vibration yourselves, and these particular devices are going to assist that process in doing so. That is our message here. Do you have questions now for one who serves and Ashira, who is also standing by?
Overwhelmed.
It's going to be a rather short transcription at this time.
I would like to ask a question. The one who serves. Hi. Was Nikola Tesla killed because of his inventions?
Did he have to give
his life up because they wanted him? From him?
Nikola Tesla was not killed, as you are saying. He died of natural causes, but he was moved in the direction of being ill very much in his later years because of, in many ways, a broken heart. He was not allowed to bring out to the world his inventions, which he so much wanted to do. And he was held back in many, many respects in many different ways. Does this answer your question?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Anything you add here, Sierra?
No, thank you.
Do you have any contact with Kathleen?
We know of who you speak. Not direct contact here, but we certainly know of this one. She is ancient. She has been around for a very long time, and she did indeed come to you in that respect, as you have said, and she is standing by, you might say, ready to assist in this process as it continues to move on. This is yours and her endeavor together. Any other questions here?
Namaste, one of
the
things. I have a question. And the brother earlier mentioned about a broken heart, and I gravitate to that at this time. I feel that I have a spiritual broken heart at the moment. As the months and days go by, I I see around me, I get the feeling that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that I'm just sitting there watching the wheel go round and round and not really providing any added value to this world condition at the moment. And I guess I was wondering if you can extend some words of hope, of maybe some things that we will be doing to significantly provide some added value. The feeling of just sitting here watching the wheel, it's driving me a little crazy. Thank you.
Sierra wishes to begin here, believe.
Yes, thank you. Dear one, you are a man of action. Seeming that you do not have an opportunity to act, can put a little bit of a slowness in your movement. We know this about you. And we know that you are verbalizing something that many in this room, many in the call, many read this, feel too. We know because you are moving forward in the consciousness and in the thoughts that you have. And you being in a low spot at the moment can be moved again once you feel that you are contributing to the greater whole. The greater whole is moment, is consciousness work, my friend. It's sending those good thoughts. It's sending things, feelings of healing and well-being into the greater consciousness, into the mass consciousness. And we know that it is not the kind of action that you are accustomed to seeing and accustomed to being, but it is appropriate for the time. It is appropriate for the time, my friend. So bid yourself a little longer in this state, not to be depressed, not to be feeling downward at this time. Take the time to enjoy your loved ones. Take the time to do the work that you are called to do. And take the time every moment to be in gratitude. That will be of assistance to you at this time. One who serves.
Please understand, dear Brother Moses, you have so much to look forward to. All of you do. All of you do. But what you are stating here in your way here is what many are feeling at this time. They're feeling like enough is enough. They have had enough. They want to get on with it and move ahead. There are those that are fine. We're within the moment. And we tell you always to be in the moment. That is the way to do this, not to be focused on the future and what it is going to bring, although that is going to be glorious, but to focus on being in the moment, in the every now moment that you have. Because if you do not, then you will lose the moment that you are in, you see? So be in that moment, be who you are in the present time, and allow for the different types of feelings or allow for the feelings to be there and to not be too concerned with whether or not you are finding your purpose or finding your way, because you are. You are all finding your way. You are all living your purpose even now. You may not believe so, but you are. Even just the idea that you are here in this group and becoming aware and awakened in many respects and allowing us to continue to offer guidance and training and all of this to move you ahead in your ascension process. All of this is important. All of, as you are working with consciousness, working with not only your own consciousness, but group consciousness and city consciousness and country consciousness and world planetary consciousness. You are doing all of these. So do not be concerned that you are not doing enough. You are all you need to be, okay?
Thank you, brother and sister.
Would there be any other questions here now?
Well, I have something that I've learned that maybe could help Moses, and that is that often if we are just even helping one person or loving or influencing one person, that spreads around the world. It could just be one.
That is correct. Very well said.
I'd like to say something, this is Marita. One of the things that happened to me last week was I kept getting information that I'm supposed to be receptive and receiving, and what I experienced was opening up to actually receive the love of my soul so I could give it. It's like rather than having to create or try to get myself to feel joyful, I received the joy and that energy, and that might be helpful. It's helping me to realize that I sometimes don't feel happy, but I can receive that joy. Anyway, I'd like to share that.
Yes. Always know that if you are feeling down or feeling rather less than you wish to be in any given moment, ask for help. Ask for our guidance, our assistance. We are all there to help you, and we will all be there with you in your times of need, whatever they might be.
Call
Just
out
ask.
Our name. Yes.
Yes.
Call out our name. We will be there.
That's a song of some type?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You've got a friend.
Yes, you've got a friend.
Very good.
Hello,
any
it's Allison.
Yeah.
Hi, Allison.
Hi,
yes.
Allison.
Yep. Hi, yes, Shira and One Who Serves. I was quite struck by last week's experience by one of the members who who went through a gateway. And I was struck by it because I have for many, many weeks now been seeing what looks like a gateway during my meditations, and I have been feeling a great desire to go through it. And I didn't even realize that I could until about a week and a half ago. And then I read the transcript, which I'm so glad I did, because I wasn't calling upon my guides and my guardians to protect me. And now I'm wondering, because I still would like to go through it, but I'm wondering, is that okay? Is it recommended? Is there a benefit to going through the gateway as long as I'm protected?
That is the optimum saying there, as long as you are protected, as long as you believe and feel like you have protection. The gateway is there, as you are saying, but it is not something to trifle with. It is not something to go through and go willy-nilly into Neverland or whatever that is, you see? Just allow yourself to experience whatever it is you need or wish to experience, but know that you have guidance and ask for it, and certainly always have the light. Ashira?
I was going to say the same thing, so we're on the same page.
Very good. Does this answer your question, Allison?
Yes, thank you. I decided to wait until I received your guidance before proceeding if I find that I have another opportunity to step through that, because I'm quite curious and would like to know what it's like on the other side of that gateway.
We're going to once again bring this up that we brought up the last time, in that it is something you can read. It is somewhat difficult to read and understand, but it can be of assistance in this. And that is the Emerald Tablets by Thoth, the Atlantean. And it will be very beneficial to you to understand this talk about going through gateways and portals and what is on the other side and different things you have to be concerned about with this. It is not something, though, to take lightly. It is not something where you go and play. Okay?
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Well, I have a question about what this subject is. Does your spiritual maturity and frame of mind change your experience?
Very much so. Take your doing it as opposed to someone of the cabal doing it, and you can see the difference here. The one going through that is of the dark forces will meet more of that. Going through with as light, you will meet more of that.
And the fact attracts like. And the fact that the frame of mind that I'm hearing from Allison is humility and desire to be in spiritual maturity and ask for guidance would create a more beneficial pathway.
Yes. Vibrations. We speak always of vibrations and raising your vibrations. And the more you do so, the more you will be able to freely and more easily move through these various experiences. There are many of these types of experiences that are coming for all of you. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've been looking for a new home to move to that's a little less expensive than the home I'm in right now. It's not too far away from my son's school. And I wanted to ask what more or what suggestions you could give me. I've been visualizing. I even picked out the paint for one house, which is unusual for me with the visualization. But and I've been putting into action and praying and asking the universe and to maybe open something up. And I've been asking for guidance, but nothing seems to be happening for me. Could you give me a suggestion of how I could get this happening?
Sierra?
We are not going to answer this.
Okay, then we do what we have always done with you, Cynthia. Know that you are on the right path as you are asking. But it is not only in the asking, you are looking for something more profound to come to you. And when it does not come, then you believe that you are not receiving. But you are not receiving because, or not seemingly receiving, because you are constant chatter within your mind, as we have told you many times. And that chatter is something that you are very much have difficulty turning off. You are receiving answers. You are receiving answers to your questions when you ask, and it is coming to you, but you are yet not aware of it at all times. Sometimes you are, and those times where you are moving you in a direction that you need to go at this time. But we would add to this here that it is certainly for you and for everyone here to go with the flow. Be in the flow of the moment. Be in the flow of the energy in the moment. And you will find yourself moving in the direction that you need to be.
Thank you.
Okay? We're not going to tell you which house or which neighborhood or anything of this nature. That is for you. Okay?
Yep.
We can show you the door, but you're the one that needs to walk through it.
Can't seem to find the door sometimes.
It's so. There. Just open your third eye.
Okay, I'm working on it.
That is a hint for you, Cynthia. You're not so good with your physical eyes in this sense, but open your third eye.
I've been going outside all week in my beautiful backyard and meditating and stretching and working at getting back to that in the third eye and everything, so...
Very good. This is why we bring it up.
Okay.
And can I clarify something on that line of information? Is it true, I'll ask it in a question, that the more powerful we believe we are, it is to manifest?
More powerful you believe you are?
Powerful in terms of being able to
create
a solution.
Yes, certainly. It is believing is seeing, is it not?
Yeah.
And the more you believe it, the more you will create it. And the more you create it, the more you will feel that power within you growing. And the more that happens, you will feel even more able to create anything you need.
Isn't it true that in our very speaking of doubt, we
kind of put a damper on the whole thing? Yes. Anything you add here, Sierra?
Well, it's interesting listening to you answer the question.
Any further questions here?
Yes, dear one who says. I have a question for... light workers who have a very thick covering around the third eye or other chakras, the ones that just won't wake up through normal means, do you have a Four Dummies book or type of advice for these ones that are having a more harder time waking up Thank you.
Oh, Moses, we have to chuckle so much for some of the things that you say. Open the Third Eye for Dummies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful book?
Yeah.
But not probably not quite ready for circulation or publishing of that nature. Bashira, do you wish to address this?
I will take this first, yes.
Moses, we recall at one of the advances that you attained, you had a tremendous sight at that during that weekend. And it would seem that you are operating much in that part of you that is the rational side, the side that wants to see first before believing, as opposed to believing is seeing. We know that this is a heartfelt question from you. We can tell this. And as you have not continued with that experience from that that weekend, we would say that you, as well as others that you might be visiting with and helping along their path, simply need to get in the habit of believing is seeing. Get in the habit of thinking that, practicing that, creating that in your life. There are others within this room, probably on the phone, probably those who are reading, who have these similar challenges. Who have challenges in seeing in their third eye, within their brain, what is to happen. And following through on things such as visualized meditations. You know what? We would say that you basically need practice. We don't like that word, but that's the word we're going to use today. Practice, 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 and that will make perfect. You need to have faith in yourself, faith in this system, because it works. Once you have this down, you will never lose it. One who serves.
Many of you come to the group each time and you get recharged and all of this, and this is wonderful, but then you go out into your regular world and you get pulled back down. We have been saying this for some time. You go back up and back down, up and back down, like a yo-yo here. And you continue to have this type of experience and feel like you are not going anywhere because the world is so much with you in many respects. You continue to be held down by the three-dimensional programming. But, and this is a very big but, you are moving in the direction of raising your vibrations more frequently. And this is important, because the more you raise your vibration, the more you get up into those higher levels, and you stay there longer and longer. And that is what is important. You are hearing, or will begin to hear, a new terminology that has been given here. And that was brought up by the wonderful here, Joanna. And that is the ascension language. We are so pleased that this came out here because this is a new understanding, ascension language. What does that do when you hear that? Ascension language. Doesn't that make you feel into higher vibrations? Just those words?
Right.
Certainly believing is seeing is ascension language, is it not?
Right.
Saying you are well rather than sick is ascension language. You see, all of this is going beyond the programming that you have become accustomed to. And the more that you do this, the more that you allow yourself to continue into the higher vibrations and stay there longer, it will be easier and easier for you to get back up there and then stay longer yet. Okay?
Okay.
Other questions here?
I've learned a new word. I don't know if there's going to be a question coming out of this, but I'm hoping there will be, because I've got things that's been laying on my mind and pretty complicated sometimes, but the word is heartricity. It deals with, I just learned this a couple of days ago, it deals with a deeper connection of expression with the heart, with electricity. me, that's going to be a moving word for me along my journey here. What I guess what I'm trying to get to is the complication that's been going in my life several weeks now. Again, it seems like the more spiritual-minded I get, the more I get into my heart and becoming on this spiritual journey more, it feels like I'm getting more stress. Is that part of the plan, or is it something that's going to be staying with me? I know I do my meditation in the morning. I go up with gratitude every morning, and it's always dark, so I'm always looking up into the sky, to the stars, and reaching out and feeling gratitude. And then I do it again at nighttime. I do the same thing before I go to bed. I go right out there, and I'm seeing this beautiful, I guess you called it the New Jerusalem star. It just amazes me every time I look at it. It's like I feel like I'm going to be pulled into it, and I'm always saying, please beam me up all the time. And I've lost my daughter, not in health or anything, but as far as communication, she's abandoning me because of the post that I'm posting, which is a very spiritual post. And because of that, she doesn't accept that on her website or on her when she gets online, so she closes me out. And it's just heartening for me in so many ways. I'm losing the touch of my family, but I know I'm creating new family. I know I'm beginning to be a better person for myself and being above that by raising my consciousness. And also, too, my work. I can just lay so many things going on. I thought I was going to get another job there, and I'm not. I made a decision that I would like to get out of the medical field with Sun Health because of their protocol and their expectations, and it doesn't seem to be about the residents that I'm there for. It seems to be about what they seem to think is better for me and what they see. And I'm having issues with that with my supervisor and her manager, her peer. I got written up the other day for something so petty. It just blows my mind, all these little petty things that are just being said and done. I feel like it's just ripping me that way. And I'm taking a week off, a week from next week. Take a whole week off. I'm going to start doing a lot of researching and putting myself out there to other places. I've already talked to several people about possibility of a job doing something entirely different. And people are reaching out back to me and saying, hey, I think that you would be good at this, and I could take you in as being a handyman and something I've always liked doing, and I could probably help flipping homes if I wanted to. It would be something I wouldn't mind doing. So I guess my journey I'm talking about, do you see something strong happening with me soon because of this stressful feeling I keep getting all the time?
We see so many things here, Bob. There are so many things. To start with your family, though, first, your family connection and the idea that you are sharing the things you are learning, the awakening that you are going through, and they are not responding to this. And we would ask those in the group, how many of you have the same thing happening with those of your loved ones? Yes, you are certainly not alone, sir. You are not alone at all. You have everything going for you, but you do not yet realize it all the time. And this is what we speak of. You go up in higher vibrations, you do your meditations, you see wonderful things, and then the world pulls you back down. All are having this same thing. And it will, unfortunately, continue until the changes come, these changes that we have been speaking of. This will alleviate much. But again, it is important to be in the moment at all times. Be in the moment, be in gratitude in the moment. And as you are in gratitude in the moment, your next moments will change. They will become what you want more and more. But if you allow yourself to get pulled back down into the doldrums of your old programming, then this is what the result will be coming forward here. You see? Anything to add here, Ashira?
Yes, I will. Bravo, Bob. Bravo. We are pleased that you are seeing these things in your life because you are releasing some of these. And as you heard the group respond in positive ways about their challenges with their family, you know that you are not alone. Be the most spiritual person and still have these issues with friends and family. Not to do with you. And as far as the job, which has been vexing you for weeks and weeks with this group in conversations, we would say that perhaps it is time to look for something different. It is coming to a lot of people upon the planet that it is time to leave an old job, find something new. Make yourself happy. Choose something different for yourself. Know that we have shared with you in the past that it may or may not be the time to leave, but we would say today that this is an opportunity for you. Opportunity to let go of those things that are vexing you. Let go. You cannot do anything about your children. You cannot. You can. Changes for yourself. Make you happier with your job. The time you need to do that. And you will find yourself at the other end of the week that you have off for yourself. Much better picture of your future. And in that alone will bring you into a better space. Does that help, fun?
Good. Are there other questions here now? Before we
release. Hi, it's Allison once again. I was wondering if you might speak to, I've been seeing and getting a lot of figure eights for some reason in my meditation, coming to me when I'm doing my meditation readings, and most recently in relation to acupuncture. I'm an acupuncturist. I've been seeing that chi and love are in the figure eight as infinite, and chi residing really the constitution, the essence of us, or the essence of our energy coming from our kidneys to our heart, which represents love, and then surrounded and encompassed in the figure eight. Is there something that you can share with me that might clarify this a little bit more?
Here?
Yes, I will take this. Allison, we are so pleased to have you back in the group today. Thank you for joining us. This is a This is a sign of a guide that is with you. This is that infinity sign. We smiled as you said that, because that is indeed the sign for infinity. There's one who is guiding you in the path, in the process that you are dealing with now, in your own spiritual growth, as well as your healings. This is one who is strong with you at this time and will continue to make themselves known to you in other ways besides the sign of infinity, and is visiting with you in dreams, and is visiting you in meditations. So take light with this a sign that it comes forth, and know that it is actually representing a spiritual soul that is with you at this time, dear one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. We need to release channel here now. Please continue on in your daily activities, knowing as you move through your life, as you are doing now, allow for all of the processes to happen within you, and continue to allow for the changes that come over you. And also be aware of your ability to hold off any kinds of illnesses or diseases or anything of this nature. Because as you move into the higher vibrations and continue to stay there, as we have said, these things cannot get you. But as was said by one earlier here today, there can be openings that occur. And when these openings occur, there is those we're not going to call them anything but energies that come in, can be of the dark energies. And they come in and they can have their way with you. So do not allow for the openings if you, first of all, can do this, and you can do this by being and staying in those higher vibrations. And then there will be no openings here. But if there are, then know that it cannot hold you for very long, and you can move through it and not have it be anything of any significance. Okay?
Okay.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. I am Ashira. I wish to share with you this day all of the changes that are occurring on this planet are occurring in you, in your lives, in the relationships that you hold, in the jobs that you have. All of these are changing. And for those of you who do not appreciate change in your life, you have wild rides coming. Woohoo! So be patient with yourselves. Look at your lives, and you can look at those who are in your lives and think, what is happening here? But when you can look at these from the highest point, from the highest frequency, take care of yourself. Make sure you are coming from the highest point of light and love that you can immerse yourself in at that moment. You know that we talk about being grateful and being ones who give thanks throughout your days. And yes, there are things that are in the 3D world that occur that may not be enjoyable. That is not your life. Your life is every day calling yourself to the highest good. Riding through those moments in your life that are challenges, and moving into the other side where it is light and love again. I invite you to have an amazing week. To our love and our light, namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.